The wheelbarrow full of dicks internet radio program begins in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Don't say I didn't warn you.
Hey, estoy bien. A wheelbarrow full of dicks.
Monday fun day.
No, no, squish, squish, squish. I'm not having no kids. Squish, squish, squish.
Put it in there, man.
Put it where?
In my mouth.
Carl, the show cannot go on until you get here with the rainbow brain.
That right. Yeah, these oak tree fingers are going in.
My name's Fat Fino.
You got the tank.
No, Wolverine, stop.
Have a nice day.
Welcome to the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. I am Mike. I am joined by, well, guys, none of my co-hosts are here. Drunk will be joining us later on. Travis is on sabbatical. Napier is on indefinite hiatus. So I am joined by my pal, my number one guy, my go-to, Matt Chuck, formerly of the Lotus Cast, currently of... What are we calling it, Matt? What are we calling
the Chuck Wagon?
The Chuck Wagon.
That's the new name right here. Mike, listen, I know that I've been here a lot for you, but it's time for me to start getting some of that Camp Soda money.
you could make a good case for it, Matt. You can make a good case for a co-sponsorship. And, you know, it is February. It is podcast month. And I'm going to be distracted through the whole show. Because we're joined by Sean Freeman of the Zombie Cast, and he's got it's got video up, Matt. And
should I take the video down?
No,
Freeman. No, you got to leave it up, man. Because
you're
like backlit in a dark room, and you got this big crazy microphone. What is that? What is going on, Matt? I just want to watch Sean. And comment on it. And it's not going to be good radio because nobody's going to know what we're talking about. But
Sean, listen, you need to start. If you're not already doing this, I'm sorry, I'm not really familiar with the Zombie Cast. But if you're not doing a video show, if there's not a live video stream for your show, it needs to happen starting the next episode.
Because like a confessions or something like that. I'm going to get you guys to confess some stuff. For me tonight, I'm trying to set the lighting and the mood.
Matt, what was it that you said before the show started? You said that he looked like he was in the interrogation room in the Dick Tracy movie.
Yeah, with
Big Boy did it. Big Boy did it.
All I got is this crazy bright light. I'm in my bedroom.
Oh, see, it's getting so much
like
crazier,
I'm in the
guys.
Upside down, don't it?
It's getting so much crazier.
Why do you keep touching the light? Like you touched that light 37 times.
He keeps adjusting it, Matt. He keeps adjusting the light. And see, now he's like...
alone.
He's very dim.
You can't see behind me, right? Look.
No.
There's nothing behind you. It's just an empty void.
No.
Yeah, it's the upside down. I'm from Stranger Things.
Freeman, we're happy to have you. We do this every year during podcast. It's just an excuse to have you on because you're a pal.
I appreciate it, man. I got to start coming on more, man. I absolutely love you guys every week. You know, I always look forward to Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks, man. You guys crack me up. I just hate the other guys boycotting me this week.
You went solo this week?
Daddy.
See, Matt's been going solo, too. I have not dived into the solo thing. You know, I have no confidence. Can't do it. Yeah, if I don't have anybody to yell at, then what am I doing? You know?
Yeah, it's hard to get chemistry by yourself. You know, I do Zombie Cast and then Knuckleballer Radio, and without the other guys, man, it would suck. So I don't have people do it by themselves, just sit there with a mic and talk into whatever. But I gotta have something to bounce off of.
There is a solo project that I'm thinking about starting. Matt, you're a fast food connoisseur. You go,
I love
you go to all
food,
the fast yeah. food restaurants. Have you noticed that everyone now has their own beige sauce? Like McDonald's has
a
signature
sauce,
and Raising yeah. Cane's has their cane sauce, and they're all
right.
like a beige color. Freddy's has a beige sauce. Chick-fil-A has their own Chick-fil-A sauce, and they all claim to be their special sauce, but they're all the same color and kind of the same thing.
Yeah, so I actually noticed that because Chick-fil-A had their house sauce. It used to be called the house sauce, and then they changed it to Chick-fil-A sauce. And I loved that. That dipping sauce was really great. And then recently, I saw with McDonald's, they introduced this kind of like classier McChicken sandwich. It's like a buttermilk crispy chicken sandwich, and it's the same sandwich that Chick-fil-A offers. It's kind of just like a chicken breast, and it's breaded.
Does it have a fancy sauce?
They throw a pickle on it, but yeah, they've made their own sauce. And they've been trying to market and push this like weird McDonald's sauce. And it's not the Mac sauce. It's something else.
Is it the KFC? They have their finger licking good sauce, and yeah, it's this beige good. Sauce. Everybody's got their orange sauce. What if we just went and we got all the different beige sauces? We combined them into jars. I mean, we went and did the legwork, so we are creating a new sauce, right? We just yeah. get all of the signature sauces and combine it into one batch of like the sauce to end all beige sauces.
Do you guys ever do that? Like, you'll find a couple of fast food places near each other and find yourself rolling through a couple of them and picking up different like menu items.
Oh, like getting a side item from one and a main course from another or something?
Dude, yeah.
I have three kids, man. We do that like on a nightly basis.
Because they can't all agree.
Yeah, we got some Taco Bell and some of this, some of that. You know, a Pintos and cheese and a Big Mac is good.
Sean,
see, I would,
do you have
I would not
the,
do that for the kids.
What do you
I'd
want for dinner? Home, so. I don't care. What do you want for dinner? And then you name three places and they say, oh, I don't want any of those places.
And yes, all the time.
You hate all that, the don't time. You? You hate that. It gets so tiresome, the what do you want for dinner conversation.
And you know, before we had kids, when it was just me and Freeman Mommy, it was the same thing. It would be like, what do you want? I don't know. I want this. Well, all right, you pick. All right, I'll pick. And then I pick. And they're like, oh, I don't want that. What? Damn, you told me to pick. I picked what I wanted. That's not good. So what do you want? Well, I don't want that either.
Does it
so
even matter? Does it matter what you have for dinner? You're just going to stuff something in your face and go to bed.
See, I don't know about you guys, but I've often found that typically when I get into that back and forth, that she has an idea of what she wants. She just wants yeah. you to land on it.
That's it. So,
you know, it's like, oh, what do you want for dinner? I don't really know. What do you want? I don't know. What do you think in Mexican?
No, that doesn't sound good.
Mexican? Like,
yeah, I don't care what we have like, for dinner. Okay, I'm going to pass a Arby's, a Taco Bell, a Jimmy John's, and a McDonald's. Oh, none of those sound good. Okay, no, what do you want? Right. I don't care.
But the thing that I have found out is a lot of times, like the other night, we went to Taco Bell. Everybody agreed on Taco Bell. And it was literally $37. So it's cheaper for we would have been better off going to a Mexican restaurant, get the chips, the good cheese dip, a nice entree, and come out cheaper than $37. So whenever we get a Taco Bell, man, the kids go crazy, you know, because they're like, you know, 15 of this and three of that. And I have a 15-year-old, right? My 15-year-old is 6'3". I'm like barely over 5 foot. So we'll go to Taco Bell and four of us will split like the 12 pack of tacos, and my 15-year-old will get the 12 pack by himself. So nice. he'll completely eat the 12 pack, and he's like, hey, you guys got any tacos left over? So he's over trying to steal our tacos, which, you know, we split it up, you know, three tacos a piece or bean burrito or however you do the grande meal. And you know what? It's just, man, think about having kids before you have them, because fast food is a lot of damn money.
So I'm going to go around to all these places. Get beige sauces.
Wow, that'd be good.
I'm going to dump all the little packets of the beige sauce into a mixing bowl. I'm going to mix them all up. I'm going to put them in baby food jars. I'm going to make my own signature Mike sauce.
I like a good beige remoulade sauce with horseradish in it. A lot of restaurants have that, but I don't know too many fast foods that have it. My kids, you know, they like the yum yum sauce. We go to fast food Japanese, but it's more of a white sauce.
White sauce, the yum yum sauce?
Yum yum sauce. I love yum yum sauce.
They explain what it is? I don't know if I'd trust something just called yum yum.
I don't know what it is. It's sweet. Like we go to a Japanese steakhouse. I like the old school mustard sauce and the ginger sauce. But they have this new shit out. It's called yum yum sauce, and it the kids love it. So whether we go to the restaurant or go to fast food Japanese, which we have a local fast food Japanese, which is like $10 for the steak and shrimp versus $23. So we go to fast food a lot, but they love yum yum sauce, dude. I mean, they would just drink it if they could have it.
Matt, you were sharing with me before the show that there was another one of those social media tip stories.
Yeah, there was a tip story that I saw today. This broad in Florida with this name Tamlin Yoder.
That's a cool name.
She's working at Outback, and this church ordered $735 worth of takeout.
Uh-huh.
And they went to pick it up at the Outback, and they did not leave a tip.
For carryout. So then,
yeah, it's carryout. So they didn't leave a tip, and she posted on her social media that the church did not tip. And then
they tip-shamed them.
So that's like part of the story, which, you know, okay, now you can start the debate of whether you should tip or not for a carryout. But then it gets kind of stranger because when she posted on her Facebook account, like one of her friends wrote to her and was like, "Hey, you should take that down or I'm going to tell on you."
Yeah.
And her friend like ratted her out, and then she got fired. Now, she doesn't mention the name of the church in her Facebook post.
Or the restaurant, right?
Or the restaurant, right. And she got fired for that, which is a little crazy. But I've been in situations where I've kind of felt obligated. Like there was last year, my company ordered from a Chinese restaurant takeout. And we went to pick it up, and it was like a huge bill. It was one of these like $800 bills for the entire branch to have Chinese food. And I kind of felt like, man, should I tip? You know, like I pull up and they carry everything out to your car. They've got your forks and your spoons and your plates and everything ready to go. All the sides and the fixings, everything, the whole nine, right? And I did. I tipped them. I tipped them $80.
Yeah, but I mean that's the exception, not the rule. I would say that, you know, for carryout, it's kind of always been established that you don't tip, right?
Yeah, or $1 or $2 tip.
And, you know, tipping used to kind of be, you know, for exceptional service. And now it's just you're the asshole if you don't tip, even if you got shitty service. I went to Applebee's last night, waited 45 minutes. It sucked. It was awful. It was room temperature. It was garbage. You know, it comes tip time and I'm getting tip shamed by my wife. She's saying, you got to leave at least 15%. And well, I said, why? He sucked. He did a garbage job. Fuck him.
Well, and I always will get guilted. Like if we have bad service, like if we get cold food, it's like, oh, well, you're not tipping the cook. You're tipping the waitress or the waiter, right?
Right.
So that's like you always get these weird little workarounds to make sure you leave a good tip. And
but that is designed to just put the impetus on you to do it no matter what. Because you would be a bad person if you didn't do it. So then you're just tipping so that you're not a bad person.
Right. And I just wish we could get to a place now where we could say, you know what, fuck the tips, fuck it all, and just pay these waiters whatever you think is worth their time instead of like the $2.50 an hour that they make. And let's get over the tipping. We need to stop tipping.
I mean, what kind of mess is that? I agree. You know what? A lot of times – whenever they add the tip in, they're cutting themselves because I do not mind leaving a tip. But there's times it seems like whenever you go with a large group and you know that the tip is automatically going to be added in, that's when you get the shitty service. Whenever they know, regardless,
right,
that you know that you're going to get a tip. And it's And I still don't see how they still get by with paying, like you said, the $2.15 or $4, whatever they make. Yeah, I mean, play the fiddle for somebody else. I get good service. I don't mind tipping. The shitty is shitty. I don't care how you look at it. But
charge me more for the food.
I'm paying $6 for a cheese dip. Pay your people. I mean, come on, right?
Charge me more for the food. Just be like, okay. Instead of this steak being $13.99, make it $15.99. I don't have to tip anybody.
If we think that like 15% or 20% is customary, whatever it is, take whatever that average is, add it to the bill, and pay these motherfuckers a little bit.
And
more
just
money.
Tell everybody at the end of it, of your meal, if you had a good experience, fill out the survey and say, hey, it was a 10 out of 10.
Well, and the shit of it is like, if you're a waiter or a waitress, you're not counting on everybody to tip. Like, you're going to have some people that tip kind of shitty. You're going to have some people that tip really great.
Right, and that's regardless.
Most of the time, people are going to tip right in the middle. So it really more than makes up for the person that didn't tip you takeout. So really go fuck yourself.
You know what really sticks in the restaurant industry? And I DJ on the side. I weld for a living. I do the radio shows, but I DJ a lot on the sides, and I DJ a lot of bars and stuff. And I've come to realize that the most concrete thing that you could do if you're not happy with a restaurant is leave a bad review, because they cannot remove these reviews. And you will instantly, within the hour, get a response from this restaurant trying to shower you with stuff to come back. For an honest, if you just give an honest, I'm not saying go out and just leave bad reviews, but crappy is crappy. And you know what? If they deserve a bad review, if you give them a bad review, you know what?
Mike,
change it once they own up to it. But that's the way to get a response.
Sean, this is how Sean gets all of his food. He just leaves bad reviews on Taco Bell's, and they're like, hey, come in. We'll get you all your food for free. This is wacky.
As an example, Matt, I got a bad haircut. Yeah, I went to Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men.
A Lady Jane's haircut?
So I went to Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. Matt, it's a haircut place.
That name.
It's only for men, Matt. Women go in there and they tell them to go fuck themselves.
Jane's.
Lady. See, Matt, you sit in a leather chair and you watch sports and ladies cut your hair. Oh, and I've gone there three times, Matt. And each time I go in there, I'm quoted a different price.
The
prices are not.
I just pulled up this website
posted.
And it says Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men, Wicked Awesomeville.
Matt, see, I got a bad haircut, Matt, but it goes farther than that.
Of course you did, because you went to this place where these women couldn't even get jobs at a fucking Hooters.
Matt, the first time I went there, my haircut was $14. Left a $5 tip, $19 for a haircut. Okay,
that's Apple.
That's normal. Second time I went there, haircut was $12. So left a $5 tip, $17. Even better. Why was it $14 last time? Don't know, but it was $12 this time. This time I go and get a haircut, Matt. And see, when you go to Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men, they do the shaving stuff on the bottom, and then they give you a shampooing. That's nice. You get a nice shampooing. And so she's doing the shampooing. And she kind of like, I don't know what they're blasting top 40 radio in there. I don't know what the fuck this lady's talking about.
I'm surprised it's not like Seether.
She's like, hey, do you want a hot towel on your face? I was like, yeah, sure. Sure. Put a hot towel on my face. She puts a hot towel on my face. And this shampooing takes a really goddamn long time. And she's like rubbing my neck and my ear lobes. And
ooh.
And she's
sexy, man.
She keeps telling me to give her my head. That's what she said. Give me your head. Relax. Give me your head.
And were you tense?
I guess I was tense. Yeah. And she's like rubbing my shoulders and stuff. At one point she says, just relax. No wife, no kids, just relax. I'm like, what? What kind of shampooing is this? This is the weirdest shampoo.
To take you, in the back.
Weirdest shampooing I ever got. So like, I get back into the chair, and she's asking me if I liked my shampooing. she said no wife, no kids, which is weird because my wife was like sitting over in a leather chair watching sports, waiting for me. She was there.
That's so strange.
And we were out running errands. She said I needed a haircut. I said, I'm going to go to Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. That's where I get my haircut.
Yeah.
So I sit back down in the chair, and she like just kind of snips the top of my hair like a few times and then says, you're done. And I'm like, you know, I don't want to be rude. And so I just say,
right.
Oh, okay. I'm fine. Okay, cool. And, you know, I don't have my glasses on because I can't see my hair. I don't see what's going on. But I got, like, treasure troll hair. I got, like, my hair is all, like, on the top is as long as it was. And then, like, the hair on the bottom is all gone. So I got, like, a caveman, like, I could put, like a bone barrette in it and have, like, a ponytail. I got treasure troll hair. And so I get up to the counter. Lady tells me my haircut's $29.
Yeah.
So it was $14 and it's $12. This time it's $29. Like $29.
Yeah, you got the face wrap and the sexual talk.
$29. Well, what's that all about? And she said, oh well, you know, you got the king's treatment that involved a massage. And I was like, oh, I wasn't aware that I was getting the king's treatment. And so, you know, then,
you didn't sit down and say, hey, can I get the king's treatment?
No, there's no prices posted. There's nothing going on. I got a bad haircut and a massage, I guess. And no wife, no kids, relax. And I mean, like I was,
no,
Matt, I was perfectly relaxed. I was feeling good up until I spent $35 with tip on a goddamn haircut.
Oh no, you tipped?
Oh, of course I tipped.
Oh boy.
See, this is the thing at Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men, Matt. When you get to the payment part, mm-hmm. like, you know, she's like, okay, your haircut was $29. What would you like me to put on the card? And then like every haircutting person in there all stops what they're doing and looks at me.
Oh.
And then like I have to tell them what the tip is going to be. Like, so, like, I can't write it down like a bitch and hand it to him. You know, I have to announce to the entire Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men, how good of a tipper I am. And that was common, you know, the other times I went there too, but, you know, like,
sure.
If I'm paying $29 and, you know, I had to give her a $6 tip, right? It's 35. You had to make it an even number.
Did you get the peppermint conditioner?
Oh, yeah, it feels so good. Feels so good. That's part of the experience.
That's the hair and scalp treatment. I'm reading this off their website.
It's, yeah, I think you got the plaid package.
Yeah, maybe the rabbit pounding in the chat says, did you go at different days of the week? Maybe that's what happens. You know, maybe you go different days of the week and you get different haircuts. You get different prices. Maybe like, you know, Tuesdays, $2 cheaper, and then the $14 was on like a weekend, and
right.
You know, when you're going out on the town, you pay a little extra, you know, gearing up for a big weekend. And then whatever day I went, you know, I got the deluxe king treatment that I didn't ask for. It was nice though with the towels and what have you.
Well, so, I mean, I go to my barber every other week to get my haircut, and he does the whole thing. Like, I get the good haircut. I get my beard trimmed up and shaped up, and I get the towel. He wraps a nice hot towel around my face and gives me he massages the back of my head and neck.
Your barber rubs on you?
Yeah. Yeah. Recently he's done this thing where he whips out this little tool and he's like, hey, you got a blackhead. Let me get that out of there for you.
Oh no.
And that cost me $20 and I tip him $5.
Oh no. So what you're saying is I need to get me a barber.
Oh man, barber's great. He breaks out that straight razor and cleans up all my lines. I got a good fade. It's good stuff.
Yeah, I'm not into Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men anymore. I think I'm done with them.
I don't
they trick me.
Yeah. Yeah, so we have a place like that here. It's called Sports Clips.
Oh, we got Sports Clips. That's a national brand.
Yeah, well, that's what I was thinking. Is it kind of like that? Because I'll go get the beard butter from there because they have a good cognac brand that I like. But is it kind of like that, or is it more upscale type place? Or?
No, it looks like a Hooters. We have the same thing here. It's called Knockouts, and it's like girls.
That's
dress
a good
up.
Description, man. It's kind of like a Hooters.
Yeah, the girls dress up in the jersey of your favorite sports teams, and they cut your hair, and it's all advertised towards guys. Like, ah, oh, come in, guys. And I just think that's so funny that she's got a script that she's working from where she's like, hey, listen, don't think about your wife or your kids.
Oh, you think she says that every time? I thought maybe that was unique to me. Dude, like, maybe I seemed like I was stressed by my wife and kids.
Maybe she dug your hair and figured it didn't need a change.
No, she was like, she's like you go to a strip club and she doesn't have to work that hard. Like you, she's got you hook, line.
She wasn't an attractive woman, Matt, if that's what you're implying. It wasn't a particularly attractive woman. No. Not great at cutting hair either, as it turns out.
So she kind of gave you the spike, right?
Right.
Still look clip clip.
Yeah, it just goes straight up. I gotta put stuff in it, which I don't like doing. I usually just get out of the shower and what it does is what it does. But if I do that, it looks ridiculous. It looks awful. It sticks straight up.
I think you should give it another shot. And don't let one gal ruin your experience there. Tell them you definitely don't want the King's package. You just want the snip, snip, cut, and go.
I want the Duke.
That happened to me one time. There was this place that was having $19.99 oil changes, right? They had a huge sign.
That's a trap, Sean.
Yeah, they covered half the building, $19.95, whatever it was, oil changes. So I went in there, and I was like, yeah, I want the oil change. And they changed them all, and they're like, well, that'll be $39.95. plus tax.
I had to get the synthetic, Sean.
You got the whole sign covering the building. It says these things are like $9.99.
It's like the $3 car wash, Sean.
Yeah, and they're like, we have to ask for that one.
You want the $3 car wash. That's what's on the building. But you pull up to the thing, and they say, oh, no, that $3 car wash fucking sucks. We're not even going to get the bugs off your car. You got to get the $8.
Your riding lawnmower, we'll give you a $19.95 oil change.
They were going to call the cops on me because I was not going to pay the extra $30. But they're like, well, you got to ask for that. We'd automatically go with the $40 one.
You give me that $19.99. Curious. It was on the side of the building. Matt,
ghetto, man.
We have a lot more to discuss. I want to talk about this Peter Rabbit thing. I want to talk about musicals a bit. We're going to make some beige sauce. We maybe do a giveaway with some of my Mike's signature beige sauce. So look forward to that. Drunk told me he'd be here right around break time. So hopefully when we come back, Drunkard STL on the Twitters is here. Matt is the host of the Chuck Wagon, heard Thursday nights on strangelabel.com. Is still thinking over that name, still thinking it over.
Sure.
And Sean hosts a whole bunch of podcasts. You got the Zombie Cast and Knuckleballer Radio. Did I get them all or do you have more?
No. Yeah, we have the Social Dozen that we do from time to time, but that's not an every week thing. But Knuckleballer and Zombie Cast.
A special?
Yeah. You remember the thing that I tried to get you on? It was it's called the Social Dozen, and there's 12 hosts plus me, and we draw names out of a hat each month. And it's like, you know, three of the people do it the first week, then the second week, but it's always different hosts.
Yeah.
Which we're kind of on hiatus for that, but I need to get you in on that, Mike.
Oh, that's
it was fun.
That sounds awful, Sean. That sounds absolutely awful.
It was good. It was good.
So, yeah, getting Mike to do another podcast is...
Right. We're going to go to break. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Everybody in the chat, thanks for hanging out. If you're downloading it, thank you, too. Thank everybody. God damn it. We'll be back. Guys, we're sponsored again this week by the good folks at Cam Soda, the most advanced social cam network on the internet. Today's digital strip club with 24/7 access from your computer, tablet, or mobile device. No subscription or rebilling, totally free to try. CamSoda.com/podcast. That's CamSoda.com/podcast. Thousands of amateur girls next door and all of the hottest porn stars today. Head on over there and tell a live cam gal the dick sent you. Yes.
Simple and free. Just you and me. WFOP.
I don't want you to say you have to go poop. I want you to say you have to blast a deuce out the ham hole. And I want you to do that for me. Mike, can you say that?
What?
I want you to say, I'm going to blast a deuce out the ham hole. I want to blast a deuce out the ham hole. I want to blast a deuce out the ham hole.
All I can hear is drunks breathing. I'm
serious. Why do you breathe so loud?
911 emergency.
Yes, I'd like to report a stolen vehicle. My wife said that she took it, she's selling it, and she's keeping the money, and I can f*** off.
Okay, so it's not a stolen vehicle.
Yes, it is a stolen vehicle, because okay. It's not in her name. It's in my name.
Okay. Okay, where are you now, sir?
What gives her the right to confiscate my vehicle, sell it, and say she's keeping the money?
Okay, unfortunately, if you guys are married...
She just filed for divorce on October 18th.
Okay, I understand, sir, and I understand you're frustrated, but there's also laws that have to go with when people are married. This is more of a domestic issue.
Okay, so can I go home now and steal her car?
It wouldn't be stealing, so that it's her car as much as it is yours if you guys are married. If you guys purchased the vehicle after you were married.
I can't believe in America that someone can take your vehicle, sell it without your permission, and keep the money. What kind of country we live in? And I'm on a bicycle since she stole my car. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And she threatened to blackmail me and said that if I went to the police about the stolen money, then she would release to the public supposed pictures she says she has or anything else she can do to try to defame me and ruin my reputation and my career. She's already began that.
StrangeLabel.com. Do you even lift, bro?
Just a little break song. It's a song for the break. Just a little break song. It's a song for the break. Just a little song for the break, everybody. Hey! It's a break song.
Once again, WFOD, Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks.
Conversation about covers.
Yeah.
We were talking about how we don't really like covers.
Well, you don't like covers.
Drunk, I love covers.
I don't mind covers at all.
I love that cover.
Yeah, I love covers. I love them. I love them a lot. Like when you go to a live show and they play a cover, love that. And like when you do something interesting, love it. And I'm listening back to it and I said, why am I saying this? I don't think this. And I say things all the time that I listen back to, and I disagree with myself. Like, I listen back to the show, and I said, who's this asshole saying this stuff? I don't believe this stuff. And it was me. I said stuff that I don't believe. I don't know why I say the things I say, because I don't believe them.
Johnny Cash's version of Hurt, probably better than the original.
It's great!
Yeah.
Yeah, it's good.
There's so many good covers. And so what I'm saying, guys... Don't listen to me. I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about. I don't agree.
Until the following week when you revise your statement.
With most of the things I say, it's nonsense. Drunk, did you see the Peter Rabbit controversy?
It has, is it the Olympics or Big Brother?
No.
Then I haven't seen it.
You're all in on the Olympics and Big Brother. That's all you do.
Right.
How is Big Brother? Did they kick anybody off yet?
They have kicked off one person so far.
Who'd they kick off?
It's good.
Chuck Liddell.
Chuck Liddell got kicked off?
Yeah, he was a victim of circumstance.
Oh, no. So how do you get kicked off? Do they vote you off?
They vote you off. Kind of like Survivor or whatnot. Yeah.
So all the other really people good. Vote you off?
Yep.
See, it's a big commitment, but I might have to get into this Big Brother. Might have to do it.
This one's only 3 weeks long, so it's not too bad.
How is Shannon Elizabeth? How's she holding up?
She's playing a little too hard, too fast. We'll see how it goes.
What do you mean too hard, too fast? What does that mean?
I'm talking about looks.
Oh, no. She still looks good, for sure.
She still looks the same, man, just like American Pie.
I would assume so, yeah.
See, the Peter Rabbit, it's a movie film that just came out. It's an animated drunk. And James Corden is his rabbit.
I have seen a commercial for it, yep.
And see, it's this rambunctious menace of a rabbit. He's terrorizing this guy's garden.
Well, he's British, so he's funny, right?
Yeah.
Is that the big lip people?
Like
the grommet and something cartoon.
Oh, is that okay,
the
claymation Sean,
with the big lip people.
I didn't know where you're going there, Sean. With the
robot chicken, if you will.
If he was like, should I edit that out?
the Peter Rabbit. See, it's fallen into controversy because what happens is, see, now this guy, he wants to get these rabbits out of his garden, so he's trying to kill them with various gardening tools,
as one does.
He's the villain of the movie. They're trying to kill the rabbit, but really, like, the rabbits are the bad guys because the rabbits are eating this guy's vegetables.
Isn't that kind of how it is with most movies, though?
I mean, like, if you were in that situation trying to get rid of those goddamn rabbits in your garden, then you wouldn't think of yourself as a villain. But in this movie, he's the villain. He's the bad guy. Because
I understand, yes.
The protagonist is this adorable little rabbit with a British accent.
Mm-hmm.
And so the way that they combat the farmer is they learn that he is allergic to blackberries.
Okay.
And so they throw blackberries at the farmer because they know he's allergic to them.
Okay.
And he swallows a blackberry that they throw directly into his mouth.
And he goes into a hypoglycemic shock.
He goes into a shock and he has to save himself with an EpiPen.
Okay.
And so people with food allergies are boycotting Peter Rabbit.
Well, it is 2018. That's what you do now.
They said that, you know, when kids go see Peter Rabbit, they're going to think that food allergies are funny. And they're going to start throwing peanuts at kids with peanut allergies. And that's just how they're going to get back at them.
We've been doing that for a long time.
Man, I couldn't imagine having a peanut allergy. I eat peanut butter like almost every day.
And so there's controversy about this kids movie drug. And I mean, if you think about it, I think that finding somebody's weakness and exploiting it is a time honored tradition. I mean,
absolutely.
The witch in the Wizard of Oz, she was allergic to water and they threw water on her to stop her.
She's also allergic to falling houses.
Rudolph.
Cause they made fun of him during the reindeer games.
Santa told Donner he should be ashamed of himself for having a retarded kid.
This is
right?
This is true.
Hey, Donner, get that fucking thing out of here. It's a disgrace.
Yeah.
This fucked up reindeer. How am I going to sneak up on kids?
The worst.
Yeah. I do like that everybody has to have their thing. Like, I have a couple of, like, really just liberal-minded friends, and they're offended by it. I've seen you mentioned before the show, I didn't really know what you were talking about, but now it makes sense what they were talking about. I went to their posts and stuff on Facebook, social media, and it is kind of dumb what they're saying about this. It's like, oh, well, you don't know what it's like to eat something that you're allergic to and just be in agony for the next 24 hours, not knowing if you're going to die. It's like, really? This is a fucking dumb kids movie.
When I used to play Mike Tyson's Punch-Out, there was a character named Piston Honda. And see, Piston Honda had this problem that before any time he would throw a punch, he would wiggle his eyebrows. And that meant he was about to punch you. And so, I mean, I right. knew that about Piston Honda. I knew that he had that weakness and that he had like a tell. Am I supposed to ignore it? Am I supposed to just give him the benefit of the doubt and just punch randomly? Or should I like use his weakness to my advantage? He's trying to knock me out. And I'm so much smaller than him.
Was he a Japo?
Right. I mean, it's a lot like in World War II with the Japanese. It was like, oh, well, they bombed us at Pearl Harbor. Their weakness, the Japanese weakness, is radiation. So let's drop a nuclear bomb on them.
Right. Right. It doesn't make sense to me. He's the enemy. We've established he's the bad guy. If he has right. a weakness, we have to exploit it because the alternative is death. Don't tell people about your food allergies and then they won't know. I mean, they're not just going to throw random shit at you and hope you're allergic to one of them.
Well, yeah.
I mean, like, he put it out there.
In every day. It's not like your food allergy, anybody's trying to turn that against you. Like, you have to navigate through that yourself, you know? Like, it's just a dumb
kid. It's not on them to...
Survival right. of the fittest, baby.
Right, right. You are allergic to peanut butter, then fucking wear a mask.
Right.
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense. I'm not liberal. I'm independent. And a lot of times I'm like, whatever. I'm on the fence about things, but this is just stupid.
Well, give the people with food allergies a state. Like, what's a shitty state that nobody likes, Drunk? Like, Maine.
Missouri.
Okay, we'll give them Missouri. All the people with food allergies go to Missouri and leave everybody else alone. You find out you're deathly allergic to something, we'll have EpiPens at every gas station. We'll have them all over the goddamn place.
Can we give them Missouri, not Missouri?
Missouri.
Because, I mean, that's a different place altogether.
I was going to say Iowa. I mean, what's going on there?
I mean, maybe we shouldn't even give them a shitty one. Maybe we should give them an okay one so that, you know, they're fine with it.
One of the Dakotas, perhaps?
You don't want to give them one that has, like, a north and a south because then, you know, they might get confused as to which one.
Well, I'm safe then. I'm safe. I'm North Carolina.
Yeah, fair enough. That movie where they all, the Divergent, where they all had, like, their thing. You know, you find out you're allergic to peanuts, you go to that, the peanut allergy island.
Just give them New Mexico.
Yeah. And I mean, like, you can go visit your family. That's fine. But, you know, just know that if you leave your area, there's going to be some fucking peanuts going on. You know, we're going to have peanuts all over the fucking place because peanuts are good.
What if you're allergic to cactus?
And see, well, where do those guys go? Freeman, I know I'm going to listen back to this in a couple of days. I'm going to say, I don't agree with what I'm saying. It's nonsense. I don't. What's Mike talking about? He doesn't. It's crazy. Love cover songs, Trump, is what I'm saying.
Yeah, I hear you, buddy. I'm with you. 1,000%.
You know, speaking of cover songs, they're making a musical. You know, you remember Billy Elliot? Billy Elliot was the musical that was all the Elton John songs.
Oh, wasn't that the... Oh, never mind.
Yeah, it's Billy Elliot.
Okay.
Assume that I know what I'm talking about.
Hold on. What were you going to say, Drunk? Wasn't that what?
I'm thinking of the actor Chris Elliott, not Billy Elliott.
Yeah, that musical about the cabin.
I
want to
see a musical starring Chris Elliott, and it's just all Elton John's.
He was great in the 90s.
So Billy Elliott was a fictional story, but it just had a bunch of Elton John songs in it, right? I mean, it wasn't like about Elton John's life. It was like a fictional story, and they just put a bunch of Elton John songs in it, right? I don't know. Right. I've never actually seen Billy Elliot. I'm just assuming.
So it's a movie?
No, it's a Broadway play.
Oh.
And they made American Idiot, which was a fictional story based on the Green Day album. So this happened. They're now making a fictional story musical based on the songs of Huey Lewis and the News.
Nice.
I want a new drug.
In time.
Yeah. Yeah, those are both going to be in it, I'm sure.
They got
to get all the hits.
He's only got the two, right?
Yeah.
No, that's not true, New Drug. He got Hip to Be Square.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
He has a myriad of hits. I think that's a word.
I saw them when I was a kid.
Myriad. Yeah.
You saw Huey Lewis in the News?
It's weird because I saw Huey Lewis in the news and they opened for Hall & Oates. And when Hall & Oates came out, Tony Danza came out and introduced them. Happened to be at the show that I was at from Who's the Boss. And but yeah, Huey Lewis in the news.
So we're making these musicals. We're making musicals with the music of pop stars from times past. And you know, the Hamilton was a huge hit. It's surprising to me that they haven't made more hip hop musicals.
Temp,
right? Because Hamilton was such a big hit. And so Drunk, you know, while I'm sitting here, I'm reading about Huey Lewis in the news.
Hamilton, wasn't that about like the guy?
But it was all rap. It was a rapped musical
from 1700s.
Drunk, how did you miss out on Hamilton? You missed that one. It's all the rage, Drunk. The Hamilton.
I'm with you, Drunk. I'm with you. I'm all. I mean, I remember seeing stuff about it.
I'm an old, uncultured swine, Mike. What do you want me to say,
Drunk? While I'm sitting here reading about the Huey Lewis in the news, I'm thinking about all these musicals. I have gotten into the musical game.
Well, they made like The Wiz. That when that like. Rapping and whatnot.
Drunk, I wrote a script.
Okay.
From a musical. I gave you pages. Okay. We're going to enact it real quick.
It's only got two pages.
You are a lady, Drunk. So you got to do your lady voice.
My lady voice. Okay.
Yeah.
It's a good thing my lines aren't too long because I'm not a good reader.
You're not good at reading. Not your strong suit. This is the musical that I'm working on, and guys. Give me a break here. This is just a draft. I'm just workshopping it here. Wrote this in like 5 minutes, but
we're here for guidance.
It's the musical I'm working on. Drunk, are you ready?
And scene.
If we're going to make it in this crazy mixed up world of pimping, you're going to have to trust me. You do trust me, right?
Oh, I do, Demetrius.
I'm your daddy.
You're my daddy.
Great. I've bought you a plane ticket for Seattle that leaves in an hour.
But I thought I'd stay here with you.
Oh, no, my darling. I have set up shop all over these United States. You could say that I have... hoes! In different area codes. Area codes. Say, you drunk? This is starting it. Word of mouth. A musical inspired by the musical works of Ludacris.
I'm not going to tell you no. I love Ludacris.
And we'll just do all of his songs and we'll weave it into a...
He's got a plethora to choose from.
Right. Sure. Like Move, Bitch, Get Out the Way. You can fit that into something.
Right. Get Back. You don't know me like that.
Is that a different song? Freeman, will you help me write the word of mouth, a musical sure inspired will. By the musical yeah, works man. Of Ludacris?
I'm a big fan of this, yeah.
Yeah, and it's going to be huge, you see, because it's got all the elements. It's got you just copy things from other people to make into your own thing.
Take my money. Just take it. I'm ready.
I'm going to make a beige sauce out of all the other beige sauces is what I'm going to do.
Love it.
I'm going to get everybody's beige sauce drunk. I'm gonna make my own beige sauce. It's like that's how Napier makes barbecue sauce. He gets like 10 different barbecue sauces, dumps them all into one barbecue sauce, mixes it up, calls it his barbecue sauce.
Puts a little hot sauce in there and
just a little paprika and call it your own barbecue sauce.
Hey, Drunk.
Yes, sir.
Question for you, buddy. If you order food and it's takeout,
okay,
do you leave a tip?
Sometimes.
Let's say you get Chili's to go.
Sometimes.
Not yeah, always, but it happens.
Is it when you get shamed into it?
No, like if I notice that they're the only person there and they're the one doing everything, I will sometimes leave a dollar and whatever change. But I mean, if there's a whole
around and assess the situation.
Yeah, but if it's a whole conglomerate of workers, like there's fucking 10 people in the kitchen, thank you for my food. You have a good day.
But honestly, Mike, thinking about this, the person that runs the food to your car is probably the new peon that they're just trying to get out of their hair. Hey, take this food out there. So they're probably pocketing everybody's tips. How do you know it's a fair share tip?
Yeah, how do I know that the person I'm giving the tip to is getting the tip?
Well, usually the lowest person on the totem pole is probably running to the car because they're not that important.
Well, they got
to
pay their dues.
Take these bags out there, run these out and load them in the car. Then you tip the little guy, and the guy that's making the food and all that just gets gypped and no tip at all.
Yeah, but he's making plenty of money anyway, so.
True.
Yeah, I mean, generally, I would say that if you're tipping, it's you're already paid with your credit card, so it shows up on the credit card. Because that's how I kind of get shamed into it sometimes, is when they hand you the receipt.
And it's got the tip line on it. Yeah.
Zero that shit out, Matt, because if you don't, then they'll write in their own tip.
Or you write cash.
Yeah. Monsters. The fucking monsters. Now, Matt, you were saying that you like when I have my inventions and that you thought of some inventions of your own.
You know, I was actually thinking about this the other day. I haven't heard a lot of Mike inventions.
Matt, this will put me in the other side of the seat. I'm looking forward to this, you see, because every time I have an invention, everybody tells me my invention sucks.
Except for bacon restaurant.
So I'm looking forward to poo-pooing on all of your inventions, Matt.
I love all your inventions. I think they're brilliant, Mike.
That's why I need you, Freeman. I need to get rid of these other jokers that all poo-poo my ideas, and I need some yes men is what I need. That's the problem with this show is there's no yes men. Just a whole bunch of no's. I got a whole bunch of no's, Sean. Don't like the no's. Tired of them.
Yes.
All right, let's see it. What you got?
Matt.
I'm good at poo-pooing ideas, by the way.
Yeah, Drunk's going to tell you why all your ideas are bad. I'm on your team, though. I'm on your team.
And then Anchor in the chat's going to show it that it already exists.
No, Anchor doesn't come to the chat anymore, Drunk. Anchor's mad at me. Don't know what it did to Anchor, but he's mad at me.
That's fair.
Oh, is Anchor not in the chat? I thought Anchor was in the chat.
No, Matt. Anchor comes by just long enough to say he's leaving.
Oh, yeah, he does.
So that I notice, because he's mad at me.
All right, so...
he wants me to know, Matt. He wants me to know that he's mad. So that I ask. He wants me to ask.
The Drunk.
Okay.
All right, Drunk. You're getting ready in the morning, right? You wake up, and if you're like me, you wait till the last minute to wake up because, you know, you want to get as much sleep as possible.
Absolutely.
So you're in a hurry to get ready. Mm. And I don't know if you're like me at all, Drunk, but you take a morning poo.
I do. Every morning.
Right before you jump in the shower.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So maybe your morning poo takes a little longer than you want it to. So you're looking at all the stuff that you have to do. You got to shower, make your coffee, everything. What are you going to take out of your routine, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, if you had breakfast-flavored edible toilet paper, and you could eat your breakfast while you were shitting and then also wipe.
But isn't it still just paper?
No, it's edible paper. But each slice tastes like sausage or cheese or like an English muffin or an everything bagel.
No, this sucks.
But man. At the end,
I'm getting hungry.
This is not
at the end. You're still eating paper,
like eggs, but it's edible paper.
So it's like a fruit roll up.
It's like a diet too.
Yeah.
See, I thought he was going like, you know, put your coffee machine in the shower with you.
I was hoping he was going to say putting the shitter in the shower because, you know.
Put the shitter in the shower?
You eat your toilet paper, your breakfast flavored toilet paper.
You can just drop it in the shower anyway and push it down with your foot, Drunk.
I don't think I'm going to do that.
Matt,
my lady's already got big enough hairball on that thing.
I wanted to like your idea. Matt, I don't like that idea.
You don't like my idea?
No, I don't like that one.
But imagine like if you got like a couple of English muffin slices and then like a sausage and an egg and a cheese as like a McMuffin.
Maple sausage flavored paper is still eating wood.
The options are endless.
Yeah, but like, wouldn't you not want to wipe your ass with it then? I mean, like, wouldn't you be like, oh, man, I'm taking food out of my mouth.
But with that being said, that is a good idea for my next place to put a new microwave is in the bathroom.
Yeah, Drunk, you should definitely bring a microwave into the shower with you. That's great.
No, not the shower, just the bathroom.
Like the coat closet, like the closet in the bathroom. That is a good idea, Drunk. See? You just cook, do everything right there. There's always like a shelf in there.
A mini fridge with a microwave on top. You can
see to save time. I brush my teeth in the shower. I do that.
My wife does.
You
the same
do
thing.
Yeah. Your wife also pees in the shower. We talked about that earlier.
What's wrong with peeing in the shower?
I pee in the shower.
I've always pee in the shower. Hot water hits it, I go.
You feel that hot water, and you're like, oh, man, can't hold it back anymore.
Oh, yeah, it's like instant pee.
Yeah.
I can pee, and then the hot water come on, and then it's I pee more.
What the fuck?
Right. So it happens, Matt.
So since we're in the bathroom here real quick, Sean, I got a quick question for you.
All right.
So are you a sitting wiper or a standing wiper?
I lean forward.
Well, yeah, you got to lean forward.
I push back. I reach under and push back.
So are you a folder or a buncher?
Oh, I'm a buncher. I use like every time I wipe.
Buncher.
Okay. Six times
each time that I wipe, it's like each handful is like worth enough for like five people to wipe with. I'm a buncher.
Yeah, I bunch.
I don't fold it. I bunch it. It looks like a rose in my hand, like a toilet paper rose.
So me and you are sitting folders, right?
Right. Except in public. In public with the nasty public toilet paper, I bunch.
And then Travis is a standing buncher.
Yeah, Travis is a unicorn.
That blows me.
When you stand, though, your butt clenches. And
right, exactly, Sean. Tell Travis. He's a fool.
At home, I have a bidet.
Matt, next idea. Next idea, Matt.
You can't hover in shit either.
Not getting into poop talk again.
Next idea.
We're going to do it every week. Come on now.
Next idea. I was watching that show on Netflix, The Toys That Made Us or something like that. I forget what it's called.
That was a previous Travis Hulse pick of the week.
Nice. It sure was. So on Travis Hulse's recommendation, I started watching the show. Second episode is about Barbie dolls.
What is it?
It's about toys. It's just about
the name of the show.
The Toys That Made Us?
Yeah, Toys That Made Us.
Okay, gotcha.
So they've had so many different Barbie dolls that have different careers, right? I think that to bring awarenesses to all of the different illnesses, we should have like cancer Barbie dolls. And there's breast cancer Barbie doll.
Food allergy Barbie doll?
No, not food allergy. We don't want to go there.
There could be a bone cancer Barbie doll. This isn't getting much run either.
Huh? See, no, this is better. It's inclusive, Matt. Yes, it's important in this day and age.
I don't hate
inclusive.
This idea yet. I'm sure you'll give me a reason to hate it, though.
Ken can have
prostate cancer, Ken?
Yeah.
So do these Barbie dolls have hair?
Well, I mean, they can go through, like, the different phases of their treatment.
Okay.
That's not bad. I figure they probably already done this. They haven't done this yet?
I haven't seen it, but they could come with, like, instead of the, like, the convertible, like, they have wheelchairs.
Ambulances. Have you seen the preview for the new Amy Schumer movie, Matt?
No.
Matt, listen to this premise. You're going to love this.
So
Amy Schumer is a fat, unfuckable hag. That's the part that she's playing in the movie.
Okay.
And she's going to the gym and she's trying to get skinny so that people will fuck her.
Yeah.
Not having much luck. She's very bummed out about her Tinder profile. Nobody wants to fuck her. It's such a bummer that nobody ever wants to fuck her. So she falls off her exercise equipment, and this isn't a commentary. This is the plot of the movie, Matt. She falls off her exercise equipment and hits her head. So she has a brain injury. And when she wakes up, she suddenly sees a super hot gal in the mirror, but she still looks the same. So she has all this confidence thinking that she's really pretty, when in fact she still looks like Amy Schumer.
Oh, no.
And that's the plot of the movie. And then hilarity ensues, Matt, because, she runs around and she's all confident. She's wearing slutty clothes because she's sees herself as being skinny now. And she enters a wet T-shirt contests and shakes her belly fat at people and stuff. But, she's really confident, and so good things start happening for her because she's so confident in herself.
So it's kind of like a Shallow Hal situation.
Yeah, it's reverse Shallow Hal. is exactly what it is.
And you guys like Amy Schumer?
I hate her with a lot.
See, the thing about Amy Schumer is she's a phony.
She's a big old phony.
She's a big old goddamn phony is what she is.
Yeah.
Because she's always talking about her pussy and then gets offended if somebody talks about her pussy.
Absolutely. Every single time.
And she's a hypocrite and a phony, and her new movie looks really stupid. So, Matt, what's your next invention?
I could take her or leave her, by the way. She's just a...
All right. So we're all worried in today's society about like fuel and using gas. It's bad for the environment, right? And in your vehicle.
Okay.
And we're going to electric cars.
So she has to have like a straight up brain injury to have confidence in herself, Matt.
Right.
Yeah,
it's not. I'm surprised people aren't upset by this.
They are. They are, I think.
Okay.
I think the people are kind of saying, you know, well, why can't you just make a movie where, you know, a chick's, you know, happy in her own skin? Why does she have
Why can't you just make a regular romantic comedy where there's none of this bullshit? Yeah, I see what you're saying.
Okay, so electric cars?
So, well, you know, we're trying to figure out a way that, you know, we can have clean energy and cars right now, you know, there's so many gas-powered cars on the road, right?
Right.
Right. Thank you. So I was thinking that, Sean, you're going to like this one. Cars right. that run on banana peels.
why banana peels?
It'll encourage you to get more potassium.
Because I saw it in Back to the Future.
Back to the Future.
Yeah. Threw a banana peel in there.
Why couldn't it be orange rinds?
Well, I mean, listen, we could maybe do banana peels and then like orange rinds as well. Just we're workshopping here.
Watermelon rinds. I love watermelon. Just any
These are
kind
my
of,
ideas.
Any fruit rind will work, is what you're saying.
My inventions.
You know, sometimes I like to think about inventions, but then I don't know what to do next.
So does it also run on half-drinking beer as well? Or?
You know, I didn't put much thought into this one.
Because I mean,
cars that run on banana peels sounds like a good idea.
If we're going with the stuff
like
that's
better than gasoline, right? It's better than what we have.
Yeah,
that would be good.
You're into it?
Mm, I'd be down. Bananas are cheap. Yes, I will. Yes, that.
Thank you, Sean.
Just good luck with that. Good luck.
Hey, what would be a good invention, man?
I'm an idea man. Okay, I don't execute.
I hear you, but I mean. What's going to happen in the Middle East after we stop buying all that oil? Boom.
So we better get something that runs off of fucking banana peels.
No, what I'm saying is we stop buying their oil, they're going to not be happy with us, even though they're...
Oh, you think they're going to attack us if we stop buying the oil?
Yeah.
Mike, I have one more invention.
I'm looking forward to it, Matt. Did you save the best for last?
The last one. These weren't in any particular order. They were just the four that I jotted down.
And now you say you saved the good one for last, I bet.
You think so?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. Now it's put like a lot of pressure.
The King's package right here.
All right. Mike, you go to the movies, right?
I go to the movies a lot, Matt. Just went and saw 50 Shades 3 last night.
Really?
I didn't like it.
No.
Let Matt finish his thing.
You don't say.
He's like, no.
It's not a good film, bro.
It is bad.
Would not
crazy.
Would not give it a positive rating.
Huh.
All the people in it, garbage. Garbage people.
Who'd have thunk?
They're just bad. They're just straight up bad.
How many
people
were in the theater?
A bunch of codependent assholes in that movie. Let Matt finish his pitch.
Okay.
All right, Mike. So, you know, the new DC movie comes out, right?
Right.
The new Justice League or Aquaman movie comes out. And you go to see it, and it's bad, right?
Right.
It's a bad movie because DC's been putting out a lot of bad movies.
Right.
So my invention is Marvel-quality DC films.
So your invention is to make better DC movies?
Is to make Marvel quality DC films.
So what they need to do is they need to franchise the DC characters into the Marvel universe.
Listen, again, just the idea, man. All right. DC movies are bad. But if we get Marvel quality DC films, then they'll be good again.
You know, the Black Panther, Matt, it has 27 positive ratings. No neutral or negative ratings. It is the best movie
of all time. But that's politically correct. Incorrect, right?
So, I mean, didn't people like say Wonder Woman was pretty good?
Wonder Woman was okay.
So, I mean,
that's on HBO now. I haven't seen it.
Wonder Woman was the best of the DC films, but it's still not. So they're not all swell,
right?
Wonder Woman is not a good movie, but when you compare it to the other DC movies, it's Citizen Kane. It's amazing.
I don't know.
It's still a garbage movie. It's not great.
I didn't see it, but my lady really liked Batman vs. Superman.
Movies.
She did.
But
the thing with all of these movies, like I grew up loving comic stuff, and I like Transformers and stuff. But like, if I could see a Transformer movie or a Marvel movie, there's so much politics in it. When I get done, I'm like, well, yes, I saw it, but just don't ask me about it because I don't know.
Yeah,
I think they need to be a little more simpler, especially like Transformers movies, like the battle scene. It's just too much.
See, now Black Panther, Freeman, Black Panther has not been released yet. It comes out this weekend. And there was one guy who saw an early screening of the movie. He is a film reviewer. And he said that he wishes the movie had more action in it, is what he said. He said that he did not give it a perfect rating. And so I think Black Panther's Rotten Tomatoes score went from like a 100 to like a 99 because this guy didn't give it a perfect 10 star rating.
Hey Mike,
and so what?
Did you read the chat just now? Did you see what just happened?
No. What happened?
I think there's some sex going on.
Michelle said to the 50 Shades that the books were okay. Definitely sexy reading. Problem is you get all worked up while reading. Then you got to go wake up your man to take care of it.
Rub that mess out yourself. That's hotter.
Like she said, hey, this book's got me all worked up. You need to, plow me. Is that what she said?
You see what's happening here? You got it. And then Matt Leroy, Beardy Leroy said, we're fine with that, Michelle.
Oh, they get worked up.
That's not a problem.
And then.
Let's blow it up. Let's just.
Matt, the sex scenes in the 50 Shades of Grey movie, they're lame. The gal, she's not
cute.
Not cute. Oh, yeah.
God, what is happening? Rabbit poundings. I guess it's seen as just sexy reading. It's not that bad. Shouldn't be seen as how that community works. Is rabbit pounding in the community?
BDSM?
She knows everything about the community.
God, I hope she is. Wouldn't that just open a whole new can of worms with us, Matt, if they were like a BDSM couple?
Oh, and Napes wears a gimp suit and shit.
Yeah, like Napier dresses up in like then leather. And
puts them in a box.
But Mike, I haven't seen any of these movies. Do you get wood watching it? Is it that good or is it just meh?
It's not.
It's lame.
So how many people were in the theater?
All the characters are awful. They're just codependent shitheads. And
how many males were in the theater?
Now, for instance, Drunk, they got married at the very beginning of the film.
Right.
Her first day back at work.
Why go back to work? Ain't this dude rich?
She wants, she wants to be, have her own
strong
career.
Strong, independent woman. Yeah, yeah.
He bought the company that she works for, and he promoted her to the head of the company.
Oh, boy.
And so she goes in the office. Is it still going on?
I can't.
Matt, is it getting weird? Okay, so she was.
Oh, my God.
She was into BDSM.
I was before I met Mike. He's vanilla.
And then Napier didn't want to get into that BDSM life, Matt. Matt, he couldn't handle it. He just wants to like do like normal sex,
He just wants to do mission.
He didn't want to be a dom or a sub.
No ball
Matt.
Gags.
He just wanted. He just wanted them to
robots?
Be. To be
is there robots in part two?
Robots? What are we talking about? It's getting very confusing. The Fifty Shades of Grey and Napier's sex life. It's all getting very strange.
Well, Pachi says in the second Fifty Shades movie, he makes her insert two metal balls in herself and walk around.
Yeah, yeah. She just walks around with the balls.
Oh, like Benoit balls.
Yeah.
I thought maybe robots were in it.
Robots.
Terminator version of Fifty Shades.
This has gone to hell, guys. This is...
It's the chat. It's the chat.
I'm really distracted. It all.
Matt, just picture like a rabbit poundings trying to convince Napier to get into...
I have a new invention idea. Strange label without a chat.
It's all sexy talk in there.
Oh, so you want me to hit you with little whip?
Sean, I'm sorry. I don't know what you think is sexy, but...
Oh, you want me to put this little mask on with a zipper for mouth?
Right. And then he'll start talking about like meat curtains and stuff as he's...
Puss flaps. Meat curtains.
Sniz. That's another one of his favorite words. Sniz.
So have you guys ever got the flu booty?
Huh?
The flu booty.
No.
So she's the head of the company. She goes back after the first day of...
103 temps better than the prego booty.
After getting married. And
drunk has got it.
Her assistant, she comes in and she goes, oh, I'm going to change your email address to Anna Gray instead of Anna Steele. And she goes, oh, just leave it Anna Steele for now. And so at lunchtime, her husband comes storming in and he said, I tried to email you at annagray@whatever.com and my email was returned to me. Why have you not changed your email address? You've been at work for 4 hours.
Is this a spoiler?
And that was a plot point in the movie. That was something that was discussed. So it's a flu booty. I guess you have sex with a gal while she has the flu.
Yeah, man. It's a rarity. Some have been.
Yeah, you gotta have her licking doorknobs and stuff to get her sick.
It's good. It's good.
Man.
Oh yeah. In my dark room. Oh, yeah, there's a bed back there.
Matt.
What?
I'm in my bedroom. This is just a spotlight. It makes everything look dark. It's a giant room. My torture room.
Matt.
Yeah.
We need to find out more about this BDSM life that Napier lived.
I agree. I definitely... would like to know more. I guess you just have to call Rabbit Poundings.
Matt, I have an idea for you.
Okay.
So you got organ donors, right?
Oh boy.
Yes.
And you got do not resuscitate people, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You go in a coma, right? You're in a coma. You're a gal. You're in a coma. You just laying there, hoping you wake up. Your family's keeping you alive. While your family's keeping you alive, a huge expense, I imagine, is a huge burden on a family, keeping somebody in a coma, I would imagine, right? You keep them on the machines, that's expensive.
Yeah, you could do a Kickstarter or whatever.
Have in your will.
Kickstarter.
Have in your will that you're willing to be a surrogate mother while you're in a coma. So you can carry... people's children.
You definitely are signing off consent. Like, you're not going to accidentally wake up from the coma and realize that you're pregnant and be like, what the fuck?
Yeah, you're signing off consent. You're saying, I'm gonna carry somebody's child for them, like somebody who can't have children, somebody who doesn't want a career-minded woman who doesn't want to have carry a baby. This is a thing that happens. They believe that the Beyonce did it. The Beyonce had a surrogate.
Yeah.
You have surrogates carry children for you while they're in a coma. All those coma gals are just laying around and they can be constantly monitored and fed all the proper vitamins and nutrients. while they're just laying there.
Now, I would say, can we do this in reverse? And
the incubators.
Any guys like that are in comas that could just be jerked off and harvest their semen?
Oh, like coma sperm donors?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, there's plenty of guys that'll give us sperm donors. And I'm not even necessarily talking about this woman conceiving her own children. I'm talking about her just holding one for a while for two people right. who are, you know, doing that in vitro or something.
We,
you know,
we
put all
this one in storage for a little bit.
Put all the eggs in there and just to have them hold on to them for a while. And Michelle's yeah. asking in the chat, is that even safe? I don't know. You know, I'm just an idea man. They figure out if it's safe.
Yeah, a doctor, I think, would assess a patient and be like, hey, this person is okay to hold a baby.
Can they hold on to it for a while, you know, just while they're resting?
Yeah, they're just going to pump the body full of nutrients.
Beyonce wants another baby, and, you know, she's got a tour.
Michelle says, not sure if someone laying down for 9 months would be a good thing. She's going to be laying there anyway.
Yeah, she's not doing anything.
But it might be a good thing. Yeah, it might be a super good thing.
And see, I'm going to listen back to this tomorrow, and I'm going to poke all the holes
like
in it.
24 hours a day in the hospital.
Maybe you're right, Drunk. Maybe I'm two different people. Like, you know, when I'm in show mode, I have a lot of different ideas than when I'm listening back to show mode bike.
There would be none of those weird weird cravings or anything like that. I mean, it would avoid all that stuff, too.
Like pickles and ice cream, Freeman?
Yeah.
Pickles?
Comatose woman wouldn't want that.
I'm like Jekyll and Hyde, Drunk. Jekyll and Hyde.
I forgot I'm mad at you anyway.
What are you mad at me for?
Because you tried to get me to say that I'd agree to fuck a man on the Facebook Messenger the other day.
You didn't fall for it, though.
But why would you ask me if I would?
You were too smart.
Tell us. I'm
you
clueless.
You were too smart from a trick. I tried to fool you.
Drunk is still mad about this, and it just took him till now to realize that.
Yeah, he just remembered he was mad, Matt.
Yeah.
But he puts this picture on. He's like, hey, would you fuck this person? And I'm like, no, I'm taken. He's Drunk, come on now, come on, Drunk.
Matt,
if this person walks up to you at the bar,
Matt, I send Drunk
up. Suck your dick.
I send
and
Drunk
said, no,
a.
It's a dude.
A pretty lady, and I say, hey, would you have sex with this person? He says, oh, no, I'm in a relationship. I'm taken.
Oh, wow.
I'm taken. That's lame.
That's fine.
Gentleman Drunk.
That's lame. You just say yes or no. You know, do you find this person sexually attractive?
You know what that means? That Drunk's broad is reading his Facebook messages.
Yeah. You have a joint account?
I do not.
Is that why you have some?
I literally just made the goddamn thing. I don't even think she knows I have it yet.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Freeman, do you have like a pick of the week? Something you want the people to know about?
Something that we've been watching lately here at Freeman Kingdom is Disjointed on Netflix. I don't know if you guys
I've never heard of this. What is this?
What is this Netflix you speak of?
Yeah. But Disjointed is Kathy Bates, and it's like the Cosby Show themed, but they run a weed store. It's all based on smoking weed. The whole thing is smoking weed. They smoke weed nonstop. But it's Netflix is kind of changing TV. So, you know, it's like the word fuck is used a lot, but Kathy Bates is in it. She cusses a lot, and it's just about taking bong hits and smoking weed, but it's based of a family running a weed shop, and it's in a sitcom form, but it's really, really good and really funny. But it's just these people sitting around getting high every episode, and the customers are the characters in the show, you know, so... So some episodes you get certain characters where you're like, man, they need to be on every episode. Then the next episode you won't see those guys. You'll see some other characters. And then you know, the returning characters like that as customers is really good, but it's called Disjointed. You should really check this out.
I'm going to check this out. I'm interested.
I'll have to check it out after the Big Brother and the Olympics are over.
But it's just like jointed. Like jointed. Dude, I love Big Brother, and I'm loving the Olympics too.
That's good.
I have not watched 1 second of the Olympics yet.
It's because you're not an American.
Well, it's kind of fun, Mike, because it's too windy there, right? They've been canceling a lot of events, but the events that they do have is so windy, it just blows like the chicks out of the air and they just crash. There's a lot of crashes this Olympics. right, Drunk?
That is fact.
Sounds
it's amazing.
Thrilling. Drunk pick of the week, Big Brother and the Olympics?
Yep. There'll be last week, this week, and next week. Will be my pick of the week. Will be the same.
Do you have like a particular Olympian that you're rooting for? Hope Solo, is she a thing still?
Anybody with the red, white, and blue on, baby.
What's that guy that does the Hershey's Gold commercials? That Asian looking dude.
Nathan Chen, probably. Weird.
No.
The big hair.
He was on Dancing with the Stars.
Is that the big hair guy?
He's a
like the Elvis dude. Hair.
Yeah, Nathan Chen.
That's not no. He has a weird name. Anyway, Matt, do you have what you'd call a pick of the week?
Yes, I do have a pick of the week.
Is it Northeast traffic?
Healthy Diet Coke's flavors that they have out. The blood orange, the ginger lime.
So the tall cans?
So are you drinking these things?
I've had them, and they're pretty tasty. So skinny cans, because if you want to fool people into being healthy, put it into a skinny can.
So is it actually Diet Coke with blood orange flavoring?
Yes, it's Diet Coke with all of those flavors into it, and I had the ginger lime, and I could definitely see putting the ginger lime like a little mixer, like for a bourbon or a Jack Daniels or something like that. Pretty tasty.
See, I don't know if blood orange and Diet Coke like.
You gotta try it drunk. You just go buy yourself a.
Well, I don't drink diet soda anyway, but
I don't either, but I. Tried them because I like to try new things. And
Napier left a bunch of Diet Cokes in my fridge. I've been drinking them the last couple of weeks.
Yeah,
starting to get a taste for Diet Coke.
Can't do it.
You got to try the skinny cans.
Getting into them, guys. Pick of the week. There's a podcast that I've been listening to called Business Wars. And I recommend it. It's interesting. It's the story of Netflix's battle with Blockbuster. And they've done like four episodes on that, talking about how Netflix and Blockbuster locked horns.
Yeah, Blockbuster could have bought them. They said no. What idiots.
And they've teased future episodes where they do like McDonald's versus Burger King and the history there. It's interesting.
What's that called?
Business Wars, Matt. Enjoyed it.
I prefer Arby's to both of them.
Guys, Freeman does a podcast called The Zombie Cast, all about the Walking Dead and the other zombie stuff. Zombie news every week. It's on Monday nights live on, what is it, All Games?
All Games Radio from the G4 TV guys.
Yeah, you check them out. They're actually on right before us. So if you got a hankering for some live entertainment directly before us, they're there. Matt does the Lotus Cast. Well, no, the Chuck Wagon. And I might as well just advertise him filling in here. Everyone,
I was about to say, at this point, he's part of the wheelbarrow project, right?
Well, you got to start giving me that Cam Soda.
The Cam Soda money.
Yeah.
Going to do it again next week. We appreciate all of you. You're checking it out. Yeah, that's it.
Guns out, fun's out.
Thanks for having me.
No problem, friend. You're a guy. Drunk in the chat, Apollo Ono. That's who I was talking about. Apollo Ono.
He was not a figure skater. He was
Rabbit Poundings.
Speed skater.
Thank you. I don't know how you found it through Google by Asian dude who figure skates, but there it is. Apollo Ono.
In the cradle, we'll rise. Yes, the cradle will rise. I said rock on. Everybody wants some. I want some too. Everybody wants some. Hey, how about you? I said rock on. Rock on.
You to know it's over.
Well, bye.
Guys, thank you for listening to this installment of the Wheelbarrow Full of Dicks internet radio program. You can join us live every Monday night at 9, 8 central on strangelabel.com. Be sure to check out all the other great shows that station offers. You can download past episodes of our lengthy catalog or enjoy other premium content on our website found at wfodicks.com. Follow us on Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram at WFODix. Email me, Mike at WFODix.com, or Travis at WFODix.com, with any questions or concerns you have about the program. Or, you know, want to tell us you enjoy it or something, you know, that'd be nice. We will listen to it. Or if you have a lead on a breaking story, something. We have an email address, so if you have email-type things, send them our way. Give us a call, 636-487-HAND, either while we're live or to leave a message when we're not. Special thanks, as always, to our Patreon sponsors, Liquid Lozenge, Harry Balls Anya, and Brian Kranz. If you'd like to contribute yourself, go to patreon.com/WFODicks. That's it. Thanks. Be back next week.